The Democratic leaders of the Connecticut House of Representatives have pledged to push through a bill that would provide more state assistance to Eastern Connecticut homeowners whose foundations are crumbling. They say the bill will be voted on before the legislative session ends in 3 weeks. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
The bill requires Connecticut homeowners pay a $10 surcharge on their insurance premiums in order to raise money for the state to continue a rescue fund for the Eastern Connecticut homeowners beyond the 5 years already budgeted for. Lawmakers from other parts of the state have complained that this is an unfair tax. But Democratic House Speaker Joe Arisimowitz says the five leaders of the General Assembly have decided to move forward with the bill. Arisimowitz says it's necessary to prevent insolvency in the affected communities and a downturn in the state's real estate market.
Regardless of political party, we're moving forward, and the $10 surcharge will be the minimum. That will happen before we adjourn session, and we will do whatever it takes to make sure it passes the Senate and garners the governor's signature to provide relief for these homeowners.
State officials say as many as 35,000 homes built between the early 1980s and about 2011 with concrete from a quarry in eastern Connecticut might be affected. Ebong Udama, WSH News.